Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, distinguished colleagues. On this declaration, actually, my delegations would like to support the amendments made by Cuban delegations on paragraph 1, 2, and 3. And also, we could go along with the amendment that has been introduced on paragraph original 5. On 5 bis, the second part of the 5 bis has a lot of ambiguities with respect to the terms and also its prospects. When we go to its details, when we refer to the credible reports, we don't know what does we mean by credible reports. Investigations, who should investigate, to be accountable, who, this is, we are talking about the persons or the legal person or the countries. Therefore, we need to be very careful when we introduce in the new language in this solemn text. And the first part of this paragraph already has been captured by original 5 and also paragraph 6, and it could be redundancy. With respect to proposal that made by my delegations on addressing the COVID, all distinguished colleagues, I think they agree that during the past 3 years, we have been facing with an enormous challenge that almost affected the whole life of the human being. And of course, there was no intention to enter to the issue of the deliberate or man-made or natural origin of these issues, but it was a biological threat to the all humankind. We cannot afford, actually, as a people, that we gathered here to leave this room without referencing to the challenge that many countries that disproportionately affected by the consequences of the pandemic. And therefore, we agree that we need to be very careful when we are formulating the language to capture and refer to the COVID-19 pandemic. But in the same time, we need to, as a members of the international community in this room, to recognize the challenge and shortcomings and gaps that we were facing during the past 3 years, that almost there is a consensus in the world. Of course, we are not working in an isolated manner. We are the same members of the World Health Organization. We have the many reports that identified and endorsed and also all gaps and shortcomings in this respect. And therefore, it is really essential for my delegations to have that as a country that disproportionately affected by the consequences of the COVID-19, that has been exacerbated by imposing some of the additional restrictions, to have a reference to these issues in this in a text. Paragraph 10, actually we could also endorse the proposal made by a Cuban colleague. And with respect to paragraph 12, my delegations believe that the text of the paragraph 12 is cut and clear. So I think there is no need to listing here or something that already very well captured in the text of the treaty. Thank you.